We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everyone, welcome to the RotoGrinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, DBTPFL. It's Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. Three NBA games to talk about here on today's podcast with a smaller slate. Riding solo today. We got a couple teams on back-to-backs, Miami and Dallas. No line out for that Miami game yet. So, riding solo, like I said. Little short podcast today, just breaking down these three games, and yeah, it should be fun. Not live on YouTube, so yeah, just gonna go over these games. Let's get into it. If you haven't checked out Sleeper Fantasy, make sure you head on over there, check them out. Sleeper Fantasy promo code Grinders, get a 100% deposit bonus up to $100, and get in the RotoGrinders squad. Chat over there on Sleeper. Love what they're doing over there. Very easy to use app. So if you haven't checked them out, check them out. I said, I use it every day. Getting into these games, we get started here with Detroit at Miami. I said no total out for this game. It's a back-to-back for Miami. Cunningham and Livers out for Detroit. I wouldn't be shocked if we see Butler sit in this game here for Miami. We'll talk about that here in a second. Getting into the Detroit side of this game, you know, obviously no Cunningham is kind of big on the Detroit side. He takes up so much usage. So, you know, when we take him off the court here on Court IQ, we're looking at around 26% usage for Ivy, Burks, and Bogdanovich. Hayes is under 20%, but his fantasy point per minute is not bad at all. Burks seems to get the biggest increase in fantasy production as well as usage. So he's definitely someone to look at here. Bogdanovich is someone to look at. His increase is big from a fantasy point per minute perspective. So I think Bogdanovich at 6,800, it's a three-game slate. Raw points are going to matter. We're going to potentially have some value open up throughout the day. He's kind of pricey, so it really comes down to, you know, can we fit him in? Ivy at 66, he's kind of pricey. And even Hayes at 62. So I think Hayes has the highest ceiling of the three guys. I would probably rank them Hayes, Bogdanovich, Ivy. if I'm looking at, price and everything else, the matchup's not great. If Miami starts ruling some people out, obviously the matchup could potentially get a little bit better. Bagley's someone that could potentially play, some minutes here against, as much as Miami likes to use bigs. Livers being out, I mean, he is, 20 to 30 minute guy. So that could potentially open up some minutes for, I don't know if it'd be Diallo or Duran. So it'd be one of those two, I would guess, more than anything else. But I think this is a spot that Isaiah Stewart at 5,600, he's very much in play, because if he grabs even, 4 or 5 extra minutes, that could be big for him. So Stewart, Hayes, tough matchup, but I mean, on a 3-game slate, I think that's where I'd be looking at the most here on the Detroit side. On the Miami side, if Butler plays, he's not bad here at 8,600. I really don't think he plays. If he's out, Tyler Hero, 7,200, he would be my favorite play for Miami. I think like Bam could have a really good game here as well. But when we're looking at like fantasy production for Miami, when Butler's off the floor, Hero is 28% usage. Bam is 28% usage. These are the fantasy point per minute guys that have really just kind of benefited overall from Butler off the floor. So for me, it would be those two guys, and Hero's a little bit cheaper than Bam, but I think they're both very, very good plays here. Caleb Martin is potentially in play here, assuming that he plays. If Butler sits, Struss could be someone, if Butler sits as well, that he could get a nice bump in minutes. So just going to have to kind of see who's in and who's out for Miami here. Luckily for us, this is the 7:30 game. We have 2 7:30 games, the Cleveland game and this game, and then we have a 10 o'clock game. So a lot of the injury news for this early games, we'll be able to get some switches in and out. Going to the Lakers side here. The Lakers seem pretty healthy. No one on the injury report that was questionable or out that really matter. Allen, questionable for Cleveland, and Rubio, Wade, and Windler, they're all out. So, looking at the Lakers side of this game, we know that this is probably going to be the best projected pace on the slate, which, isn't saying much. We have a lot of slow teams playing on this slate. Some slow basketball. Again, it's one of those smaller slates. So, looking at the Lakers, like I said, LeBron's at a 31% usage on the season. Anthony Davis at a 28%. Anthony Davis is averaging 1.6 fantasy points per minute. LeBron's averaging 1.4. This game's in Cleveland. I feel like LeBron is always going to get hype for these types of games. Westbrook is averaging 1.25 fantasy points per minute off the bench. It's just he's 6,500. His minutes are all over the place. He's been getting good minutes consistently recently. That Portland blowout is really the only game that he's been under 26 in the last 5. So maybe on a small 3-game slate, Westbrook is someone you take some shots on. But of the starters, I think that Anthony Davis or LeBron, your ceiling guys. Then it kind of gets washy. Lonnie Walker is 4,600. Schroeder is 4,100. He played 30 minutes the other night. That's 4-5 straight games now over 29 minutes that he's played. He's been in and out of the lineup a little bit, but I think that at 4,100, he's going to be one of the better value plays on this slate, depending on the Miami news and depending on the Dallas news. So I think Schroeder is someone you can definitely look at here. Starters minutes in this game with the amount that he's going to play. Definitely someone I'm looking at. Going to the Cleveland side of this game, Mitchell, 30% usage, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute. He's someone that at 8,700 is a run back option if you're running like a LeBron or Anthony Davis. I think Evan Mobley has a path to have a good game here. He's been playing a ton of minutes with some of these guys out. Kevin Love returned over the weekend against Orlando. Was it over the weekend or Friday? Thursday. He's played 22 and 23 minutes in the last two games. He's interesting at 5,100 as a tournament play. I don't think a lot of people will look to Kevin Love here. LeVert is 4,500. His minutes are just kind of all over the place. He really hasn't been getting a ton of minutes. If he were to get the minutes, he could potentially have a good game. But the guy that I think I would take a shot on before is Lamar Stevens. His minutes have kind of been up. They like him on the defensive side of things here. He's been starting here recently. So Stevens is someone that he's not a huge fantasy point per minute guy. I think it's like 0.6 or something. Very low usage, but the minutes are there. Small slate, and he's cheap. So potential two potential cheaper options in this game with Schroeder and Stevens. Dallas at Denver. You know, again, this is a back-to-back for Dallas. There's a line out for this game. It's 223. Dallas or Denver is a 4.5-point favorite. KCP and Green are questionable. Michael Porter Jr. is out. I didn't see anything come out of the Dallas game. They handed Phoenix. They just handled them with no problems. You know, Luka, you know, he had a solid game. He didn't have like a ceiling game. He's 13K on this slate. Christian Wood, who was questionable with the illness, played 27 minutes. So didn't seem like there was anything bothering him in that one. So not too concerned. You know, Tim Hardaway, who Keith talked about yesterday, he had a good game if he would have just got a few extra minutes. So I don't mind, you know, potentially going back to the well here. Kemba Walker was in uniform on Monday, but didn't end up playing. Just a situation to kind of pay attention to. Until it becomes a thing, I don't think it's an actual thing. I think on the Dallas side, if you want to pay 13K for Luka, he has the highest ceiling on the slate. You know, we're looking at a guy with a 37% usage rate, averaging 1.7 fantasy points per minute. I think I like Anthony Davis more or LeBron more, but I mean, this game could be your hammer game. It's just the problem is like Luka and Jokic are 13K and 11.4. So if you're stacking these two together, it's just going to take up so much salary that you're going to need both of them to have like monster ceiling games and a lot of value to open up on a three game slate, which could potentially happen with two back-to-back teams, but more than likely probably not going to happen. So, I mean, for tournaments, I think that Christian Wood, Dinwiddie, Tim Hardaway Jr., would be where I'm looking at. Luka, I mean, like I said, if you want to play Luka, I'm never going to say don't play Luka. The guy is he's averaging 62 fantasy points per game this year. On the Denver side, I mean, we're definitely going to be paying attention to this KCP and Jeff Green news. KCP is a 28 to 30 minute guy a night. So if he were to sit with Michael Porter Jr., out already. That's definitely going to open up some minutes. I think there is a road for Bones Highland to play a good amount of minutes if KCP sits. Bruce Brown already kind of in a 35-ish minute role, so I don't really think KCP being in or out really affects him. So I think it would be Bones Highland that gets the biggest benefit. I like the Jamal Murray price. I think he's going to end up being pretty popular on this slate. Jokic is a good pivot off of Anthony Davis. I don't think you're going to see a lot of people play those two together. So it really is going to depend on what kind of value opens up. We could see some people rest, definitely from Miami. They've been dealing with a ton of injuries this season with them on the second end of a back-to-back. We definitely could see them rest some people. I mean, Dallas, that game against Phoenix wasn't that close. None of those guys played big minutes. So I'm a little bit more hesitant to say they're going to rest someone. Maybe Christian Wood, but if he was good to go yesterday, it was just an illness thing. So I think he'll be good. Let's get into the morning grind game. Quick, easy, to the point podcast, three-game slates. Make sure Grinders Live, crunch time, stuff like that, because a lot could change with some injury news from, like I said, Miami. But mostly looking at Miami on this slate for some injury news. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. I'm going to go Dennis Schroeder on this one. Just the price and the minutes. Depending on what opens up, he's just too cheap. Not the best matchup. The matchup is tough, but at, you know, 4,100, I think that, I mean, the opportunity for him to get 30 plus fantasy points is potentially there. Over 8K to go under 5X, you know, kind of looking at these studs today. I'm not going to take Butler because I don't think Butler plays, and I think that's kind of cheating. I'm going to go Garland. He could have a big game, but I really think the big game is going to come from Mitchell in this one. And that gets into my favorite 6X play on the slate. I'm going to say Mitchell for that. Kind of correlating my answers. Didn't do that on purpose. Now I noticed it. But I think Donovan Mitchell is going to have a big game here. We'll see. You know, LeBron could run it back. And I think this is the game stack. You're just hoping for a really close competitive game. And we'll see how it kind of plays out. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. This one's tough. Even when I was looking at it, I wrote down Kevin Love. I guess I'll just stick with that. I think he's a get weird GPP play today. I don't think that a lot of people will be on him. I don't mind maybe going back to the well on Tim Hardaway Jr., who Keith was talking about a lot yesterday. You know, if he would have got a few extra minutes in Monday's game, like he played 23 minutes and had 27 fantasy points. He's been playing fantastic here recently. So Tim Hardaway and Kevin Love, kind of the two guys I was looking at for this let's get weird GPP play question. Bets, I mean, not a ton standing out to me. I mean, I don't hate Denver -4.5 with Dallas on the second end of a back-to-back. I don't even hate Cleveland -4.5 against the Lakers, but it's so tough. Definitely going to be looking at a points prop for Mitchell. And I think like LeBron is someone I would look for a points prop. If Mitchell comes in at like 20, 22-ish, I think he'll come in at like 22.5-ish. That's one I would like the over. Let's see really quick. Yeah, nothing up yet. So we're going to be looking at, like I said, I'll be looking at Mitchell, LeBron, maybe looking at some unders on Garland. Like I said, I don't necessarily love this spot for Darius Garland today. He's been getting up a ton of shots here recently, but if his prop comes in at maybe like 20.5 points, I think I'd take the under on that. That's it. Like I said, quick, easy, to the point. Tuesday podcast here. You know, big slate again on Wednesday. We got football on Thursday. Hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow talking more hoops. Good luck. We'll see you then.